This Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, no better to lead off than Steve Chasman. You know him well, does a wonderful job. The executive director of LICAD, Long Island Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependency. Nice enough to give us a couple of busy morning for him as he is traveling as we speak and still finds time for him to call. Very important regarding the topic here. Steve, welcome. Couple of hands on the wheel as we talk, my friend. How are you? Everything okay?
Top of the morning, Jay. Thanks for the invitation.
All righty. Hopefully we get a good line and everything else. Talk to me a little bit. Bruce Blakeman, county executive, stating to us that the overdose situation as far as death declining in the county, that's for 2022. Talk about that for a second.
Well, I think, first of all, thank you to County Executive Blakeman for taking this initiative and making sure that a wider accessibility to naloxone. I think overwhelmingly the reduction in fatal overdoses because of the accessibility to naloxone or Narcan. So yesterday we were all on site advocates, and unfortunately too many moms and dads and grandparents who have lost loved ones. So our county executive in Nassau County really stepping forth and making this a high priority for that administration. And obviously Long Islanders still being impacted by the opioid crisis with fentanyl and pressed pills, the cocaine supply. The national drug supply is tainted, Jay.
Question, it does not diminish the overall point, Steve, regarding the availability of fentanyl that is out there and killing Americans on a daily basis. The cheap and deadly synthetic opioid that dealers use to cut some of these mainline drugs are heroin, cocaine, prescription drugs, continuing to threaten Long Island communities. Let's accentuate the fact that it does not diminish that aspect, correct?
That is correct. And there was a grandmother on hand yesterday who lost her 19-year-old granddaughter. Thought she was taking a Xanax, had gotten it from a friend, quote-unquote, and it ended up having fentanyl in it. So as the DEA's tagline is, one pill can kill or one and done. An overwhelming percentage of people, these are not long-term substance users. These are individuals who are taking what they think is prescription medication, not being from a doctor or pharmacy, or from an acquaintance, and it's end up being laced with fentanyl because they're pressed pills that are almost identical to the pharmaceuticals they think they're taking.
And I keep hearing, I see stories via television of instances where these kids, you know, want to try something. You know, they might take a half a pill. Some kid the other day thought it was a Xanax. It was cut with fentanyl. He never woke up. I mean, it, you know, you still hear these storylines. It is just gut-wrenching. And people have to be aware, have to be careful here. Schools have to get the message out. Parents have to keep telling their children the dangers of this out there. What you think you're getting, you're not. That is the key here. It's out everywhere, right?
Absolutely. And as far as linguistics, I mean, for the most part, these are not overdoses. These are poisonings. When you buy one product and you end up dying of another, if I was to go out and buy a piece of food and end up on a gurney, if you're buying is what you think is a Xanax and you end up overdosing from fentanyl, that's a type of poisoning. So the DEA is really working with the nation to change the linguistics around. These are not primarily overdoses. These are poisonings. When, you know, you're trying to get this product and you end up overdosing on an opioid that you didn't even know was in there, that's a type of poisoning. So we're really changing some of the language around this, and it's a national crisis. When you lose over 107,000 people in a 12-month period, this poisoning crisis is very real. And I was up at the Harvard Addiction Conference a couple of weeks ago, and they had a journalist who was interviewing, chemists in China and Southeast Asian countries that are producing these analogs of fentanyl with impunity. They are not underground labs. They are labs that are functioning right on main streets in big cities. I would assume the governments know that they're functioning. And I don't know that we're going to beat this, Jay, on supply. We may need to beat this on demand. between the analogs of fentanyl and the cartels and the border crisis, I really think we're going to have to beat this on supply, and Americans consume 80% of the world's narcotics. So we really need to work with each other and figure out how we can develop healthier coping skills where painkillers like opioids will not be a viable option for emotional support, quote unquote.
Steve Chasman with us. So the dose overdoses went down fatal-wise, folks, in Nassau is 172. That's down from 270 the year prior. What is the main reason, in your estimation, why those numbers declined?
Well, I think first, I have to say to County Executive Blakeman and Ballone, they have worked with advocates and not-for-profits like LICAD to get the word out. I do think it's the wide distribution of naloxone and not just first responders reviving people, but also family members and users themselves are carrying Narcan. I do think this is a generational thing where the younger brothers and sisters are seeing their older brothers and sisters go through the struggle and making the change. So we do hope that we'll be able to turn the corner on this and get people who need treatment on demand to quality treatment and education and prevention in every school. And we're hoping that, you know, we can instill that in every Long Island school. Healthy communication and coping skills, Jay. And that and a little love and luck, we hope to turn the corner on this 15-year pandemic.
Jasmine, with us a couple of minutes. So, in essence, the Narcan will be now in public spots, parks, just to kind of give you a sense, buildings, other public spots as well, defibrillators, all in all, they will be placed now in some of these areas, correct?
That is correct. And LICAD was honored to be able to supply some naloxone kits to make sure every Nassau County facility has them in EAD bags and with the defibrillators and EpiPens. And to County Executive Blakeman, I mean, that's a huge move forward to stamping out the stigma where heart disease is an illness and allergies need to be tended to. So does opioid use disorder. It is a disease and it needs to be treated as such. So we really commend our Nassau County Executive, Bruce Blakeman, for making this a real piece of business in Nassau County. And he's been a great partner all along.
Listen, to me, it's a no-brainer. If you're going to let this stuff in like Swiss cheese through the border, you have to make this available in all the spots you can. So, you know, you have to get it done here. Just to be clear here, Narcan, does it turn around fentanyl poisoning, Steve?
Yes, it usually requires a higher dose. So the new Narcan kits, of which LICAD disseminates for free, they used to have 2 milligram nasal atomizers. Now there's 2 4-milligram nasal atomizers. So what they've done, the manufacturer, is they put more Narcan in each atomizer, and each bag, Narcan bag, has 8 milligrams, and that's immediately to meet the fentanyl crisis, which usually requires more than the initial Narcan administration we were seeing with straight heroin, because as we know, fentanyl is 50 times more potent and more deadly, of course. So, a buyer beware. Jay, you've been a great partner in just alerting Long Islanders to this crisis. And to our county executives, Blakeman and Ballone, this is a public health crisis, and I commend them both for treating it as such and not a moral and ethical issue. So, and that was evident yesterday with County Executive Blakeman.
Question. Two quick ones for you. Marijuana. You know, we spoke way back that this stuff could be laced with a cannabis. Is that still evident out there?
Well, you know, listen, we've seen this in other states that some of the edibles being tainted with fentanyl. You know, I'm not here advocating for flower or bud, but as we see the commercialization and legalization of marijuana roll out, and I'm quite concerned because there's no highway or place I don't go on Long Island where I don't smell it very pungently in the air. There needs to be strict regulations from the Office of Cannabis Management and also from law enforcement. I think when you have unscrupulous, quote-unquote, dealers, whether they have a marijuana distribution license or not, what you're seeing is people trying to strengthen the effect of their product. So we're concerned. Quite frankly, we at LICAD have not seen fentanyl in any of the flower or bud, but we have heard in other states that in the edibles, which, of course, for the most part, are unregulated in some other states. And we're still contending with commercialization and legalization here, Jay. But from a public health standpoint, I'm not saying that marijuana and THC products lead to other drugs. But I can tell you this, I'm working for a 67-year-old agency, that 95% of the people presenting with substance use disorders at LICAD, marijuana and THC products played a role in their progression. That's just our data.
Listen, you and I speak about this all the time. You know, the legalization, medical purposes, dispensaries are coming into play right now. I mean, we know the deal here. Last thing, the settlement. Nassau, I think I was reading they could get about $180 million from this settlement, the opioid settlement. The funds, are they in play, and where are they being distributed right now?
Well, County Executive Blakeman spoke about that yesterday. As you know, Suffolk County released about a month ago, and we're very grateful to Executive Ballone. We know the dire circumstances. He did speak to it that Nassau County is in process right now in releasing what I believe was $15 million. About $2.5 was already released in Nassau County by Executive Blakeman. And he assured both advocates and parents and the media yesterday that that is in process and it will not be long between Nassau disseminating their opioid funds for the year. So we're all optimistic. I think we have a great partner in County Executive Blakeman. And that was evident yesterday. And we're certainly confident that Nassau County government will complete their process and release those funds in the very near future.
You and I spoke about it. And listen, that's good money to be put to good use. And way back, you know, the old Nancy Reagan, just say no. You need to have these billboards up there. Plenty of billboards, especially near the schools, more education. You know, just say no to this stuff. You know, I want to see some massive campaigns and put this money to good use, no?
I agree with you, and I think public service and messaging. Listen, in the age of the digital and technological era with the internet, young people and older, quite frankly, it's all about messaging. And we should inundate the laptops of every young and older American with the potential dangers and the resources regionally. LICAD is one of a host of substance use and mental health agencies that are available 24 hours a day. Getting the help you need, education in school. But, Jay, I agree with you. It's all about messaging in 2023 and beyond. And, you know, I think it's quite concerning when, you know, the last public service announcement you and I can remember was a frying pan and an egg. And that was probably 30 years ago. So we should use our creativity and some of our resources to do some really clever and really poignant messaging for young people and for old people alike so they can know the dangers. The drug scene and the national drug supply is tainted with fentanyl, with xylazine, with synthetic opioids, and the days of recreational drug use are over. We cannot concede that one usage can be safe anymore, and we know that from our partnership with county executives, local police forces, and the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Let's put it in perspective. I always say, folks, and Steve and I have spoken about this since day one, a single dose of fentanyl, which they use, by the way, on elephants to tranquilize. Think about that as far as correlation to a human being, a kid soaking wet who might be 110 pounds. Think about the situations at hand. What it could do to a kid of that nature. And that's why it's so deadly. And that's why the consequences, one pill, half a pill, in this day and age of fentanyl, can lead to some horrific stuff that is irreversible, which is death. Death is permanent. Always
could
remember
I, that. Just,
final thoughts.
Could I just mention also that we're doing two fentanyl community education forums. First will be March 29th, which is next week at the Belmore Merrick School District. And the second one will be on April 25th, hosted by Town of North Hempstead Supervisor Jen DeSena. Of course, these are free events. LICAD will be there. We're going to have local law enforcement, the U.S. Attorney's Office. We are letting all the communities know that can listen, and we'll be doing several in Suffolk, about the dangers of fentanyl as a national poisoning crisis.
Yep. It's great information. We'll keep reiterating that. And let's put these cartels and these drug dealers out of business permanently. Steve Chasman, doing a great job as far as everything concerned with this. The fine executive director of LICAD, the Long Island Council, Alcoholism and Drug Dependency. What a job he does getting the word out. Safe travels, my friend. We'll talk next time.